important it is for the individual person, as well as the world, for the world, for all sentient beings, how this is so important. So the king of the sutra, among the sutras, that's, even the title is like that. And it is said in the teachings that the middle version, there's a longer version, middle version, short version, three in the Ganga and Buddha's teachings. So in the middle version, it says that the Golden Light Sutra, as long as the Golden Light Sutra exists on this earth, the teaching of the Buddha exists on this earth. But when this Golden Light Sutra, when this teaching becomes non-existent on this earth, then the Buddha Dharma stopped. But as long as this sutra exists on this earth, the Golden Light Sutra, the Buddha Dharma exists. So you can understand how important it is, you see, this sutra. And so this sutra, reading this sutra, it has great effect to the world peace. And if wherever you are reading, it has a lot of benefit, protection for the country, and it gives a lot of power to the leader of the country. That is, it is said there in the text. So that that other enemies, other countries can't take over, or can't harm. So they are harming, they get defeated, or they, you know, they lose, the country doesn't harm, and also the leader of the country doesn't harm from others. So that so therefore I was told that in Tibet, that the Tibetan people, they are able to read Golden Light Sutra by keeping in the heart that is an ancestor, leader of not of Dharma, but both, you see, a skilled leader and then Dharma. both policy and also the Dharma of Tibet is a leader. By thinking that in the heart, then you start the heart. It's the Golden Light Sutra, so it gives power. It gives there's the power to that's what Buddha explained there. So much, you see. So to fulfill his own holy wishes, and the total freedom, Dharma. So like before, so say, both. So total freedom. So so the Buddha Dharma able to preserve and. The whole entire Dharma is able to preserve in Tibet and flourish. So that way, Buddha Dharma able to spread all over the world and flourish a last long time. So so there's so thinking that reason, the next. Extremely important to the freedom of Tibet. So the something that benefit all the rest of the world get receives their happiness from Dharma, from Buddha Dharma, the happiness. So that the happiness has come from virtue. Doesn't come from non-virtue. Because if it comes from non-virtue, it's different, but it comes comes from only from virtue. good karma. the protection from the law, reincarnating law realm and suffering, protection from that, and get a higher birth or the happiness future life has come from this good karma, morality, and the other happiness, you know, practicing charity and so forth. However, then in the future lives to meet Dharma, to develop the mind path, so then based on refuge, you know, having faith to be Dharma Sangha, by understanding their qualities, how they can guide, how they can liberate you from, you know, from oceans of samsara suffering. So, and cause, which is within us, not outside, the karma and delusion. So, that, and then, to achieve real happiness, ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, the total cessation, that which is total cessation of all the sufferings, the three types of suffering or pain, and the samsara pleasure, which does not continue, no matter how much we attempt, it doesn't continue, and doesn't, because, first thing, it doesn't continue, doesn't last. Secondly, that's an increase, like Dharma happiness. Whereas Dharma happiness, as mentioned, I think the past times is about here, Dharma happiness, you can continue, you can develop, you can complete, finish work of practicing Dharma. You see, there's an end. There's an end for attaining it, realization. There's an end, you can complete. Whereas samsara work, no end, pleasure, no end. You see, try again, you see, it doesn't continue, so try again. And hoping to get satisfaction, try again. You see, no end, you never get satisfaction. So we never found satisfaction, not from birth. We didn't get satisfaction from beginningless rebirth up to now. We tried, didn't get. So that's what Buddha explained. And that's what we experience and what Buddha explained. So that. So because of that, being attached to that and some sort of pleasure and you know, couldn't sleep in for that, this temporary pleasure, some sort of pleasure. So being attached to that, working for that, you know, only working for that, not looking for the ultimate happiness, greater happiness, you know, all everlasting. Not looking for that, and looking only for small pleasure all the time. So, being attached to that. So, so the result is we couldn't reincarnate, die or born, see, in samsara. So, because you're born, you're reborn in samsara, so, mistake of that. Then you experience old age, all the problems of old age, all the suffering. Because you're born, mistake with that. then you experience all the sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, and so on, all the sicknesses, all the suffering sicknesses. And not all that, then, not all that, then because you're born, the mistake that. I believe that was a mistake then. Sometimes it is. So, all these worry fears in the life, you know, meeting the undesirable object, enemy, whatever they say, and undesirable things, you know. worry fears, you see, discomfort, and you see, criticism, you know, opposite to praise, criticism, and the bad reputation, and how they are not receiving material or yeah, those things, you know, or not gaining, you see, wealth, you know, means of living and all that. So the undesirable object, all the worry fears in the life. Then even if we did get, you see, comfort, and we did get praise, if we did get reputation, even did get wealth, but couldn't get satisfaction, couldn't achieve satisfaction, still the mind is not happy. Still in your heart, when you, if you check in your heart, it's empty. You know, your heart is empty, filled with dissatisfaction. See, even you become zillionaire, trillionaire, however, you see, in this world. Same. Even worse, you see in Time magazine, you know, the main successful person in the world, and in the Time magazine it comes, the year the successful person in the world. So that depends, not how much he has peace in the mind, not that. Not define success by that, you see, a meaningful life is, but how much money the person made in the year, in the world. So there's no respect more successful. Then they also at the same time describes what problem the person has with the, you know, the person has so much fear to go out because of the wealth, being attacked, but it's kidnapped, or you see, all these problems, so much fear due to the wealth. But he didn't have that problem before when he was poor, or the, you know, but then, oh, this worry, fear. Then you see, in the heart full of fear, worry, you know, there's a peace. So that. So anyway, so trillionaire, zillionaire, because you see the worst, because you had all everything, you had everything. So I didn't get satisfaction, so the worse, the mental pain is much more heavier. So like that. So as I mentioned, in London, there's one man, one wealthy person, who has huge property, huge building, many, hundreds of rooms, however, one person. So he became so, he had all this wealth, but so unhappy, so he drinks bottles there. 60 a day, something like that, you know, drink alcohol. doesn't eat food, so only drink. But because mind is so dissatisfied, so unhappy, you know, even gained all that, but the result is so depressed, so unhappy. So then you rely on, there's no other method in mind, so then you rely on had met Dharma, no practicing Dharma, you see, thought transformation. So, so just rely on the alcohol drink, so drink 60 bottles, something like that a day. So I heard that he sleep every room, every night he change, his bedrooms, he sleep every different room, something like that. And then he asked his bodyguard one day, he checked, what was the source of his problem? He questioned me, what is the source of his problem? So then he became wealthy and didn't find something. So what was that route? So he did business selling cars. So he thought selling car was the root of his problems. You know, the root of his problem was selling cars. So he sent his bodyguard to buy lots of toy cars. And outside, I think in the garden, there's a, you know, where you bird feed, maybe bird drink water. So he put a kerosene there, and then he put a lot of toy cars there, he burned, and he, you know, put a match and they burned. So that's like to destroy the cause of the suffering. You know, so much dissatisfaction that is they suffer, you know, so much. So, but because they haven't met Dharma. You know, that the cause of the happiness has to come from inside, from one's own mind. And because the cause of suffering is not outside, from one's own mind, that has to be, what has to be transformed has to be eliminated, the cause of suffering within one's mind. So, not having met Dharma, so that doesn't understand that. So, therefore, look for outside, you see. So, that's what it is. So, anyway, so even if one did succeed, you know, all these desirable objects, that's the result. So you can't really, it's still suffering. Life is still suffering. So therefore, here, is the reason why you need to practice Dharma. The change, the transformation of the mind, the mind which causes all the problems in life. You see, all the negative emotional thoughts that which maybe bring depression, all this, you know, all the anger, you know, the attachment of these negative emotional thoughts. You see. So, bring so many problems in life, and bring so many problems in the life of others, so many others, and their life, and so bring so much peace and happiness in one's life and the life of others. So, so to transform, to transform the mind, you see, from that, from those, like the poison is that in those disturbing negative attitude, which which one causes suffering now in the future. So to transform those into the healthy mind, the positive, you know, the pure mind, good heart, understanding by self-cherishing thought, that's the best. Then non-anger, non-ignorance, non-attachment, those things, see, the healthy, positive mind, so that, which, from that, then, you know, from that, that you get healthy body. Even you do billions of exercise, but you don't take care of your mind, there's no healthy life. The physical problems, rise. From the unhealthy mind, then unvirtuous thought, you see, this anger, attachment. Of course, the very root, the ignorance, not knowing what is the I, self, what is the mind, not knowing the very nature of the I, very nature of the mind. That gets so, that's the root, that the ignorance is the root, not knowing. Even though we talk I 24 hours, but not knowing what it is exactly, and the very nature of that, not knowing that, you see, which is the emptiness. So not knowing that, not knowing that, the I which really exists, not knowing that, and believing the I which doesn't exist at all, which is not there at all. In this body, of course, we're talking in this body, inside the chest, where we always believe, you see, which doesn't exist at all. If you look for, can't find that at all, neither inside the body, nor on the aggregates, nor on collections of the five, form, feeling, cognition, combined aggregates, and consciousness. So, nor on the collection of this, nor you can find. But so while it's totally empty, while that doesn't exist at all, there even slightest of even atom of it, but 100% believing it's there. So this ignorance, not knowing the I which exists, but total belief I which doesn't exist, total belief is there, it exists. You see. This in the Western psychological terms, emotional I. But in the but if we describe what is described in text or your own experience, when you recognize your own experience, how you see the I, that false I, you see, that is false. Existing, real I, but in the sense existing from its own side, or existing by its nature, truly existent. See? So in Tibetan it's Rangshinji Tuba, Rangan Tuba, Deba Tuba. So that the different Tibetan symbols mean the same, but each term has taste, a flavor and a taste, you see. So this ignorance, you see. While there's no such I, the believing there is in 100% belief. So, believing the false I as believing the false I as truth, as reality, you see, but I was exist, you know, which is merely imputed by the mind. You know, I which exist, which is that which is merely imputed by my mind, which exists in my name. beings cannot see, haven't discovered, do not see it. So it's like this. The I which exists has become like doesn't exist. I which exists in a man name, meaning bit of a mind, it's like doesn't exist. You know? But I which doesn't exist looks like it exists, you see, for our hallucinant mind, you see, like that. So total opposite. So because that is so as what I was saying, trying to say is that so that's the root of our problem. From not only this life problem, from why we took some sort of birth. You see, body and mind is which nature of suffering. You know, and by the force of the karma and delusion, you see, impure cause, and the body mind which nature of suffering. Why we didn't have body mind which nature of good bliss, you know, not suffering. Why we have body mind which experience suffering? Why? Why we have mind which experience fear? Why we have mind which experience fear, depression, loneliness, all these problems, and body, all these, you know, things, all these problems, tiredness, exhaustion, all these. Things. So, however, it came from it. So all this, what keeps our life so busy, unbelievably busy, this body, to take out this body, you see. So, however, so much problems, continual, so many problems. So, see, so many mental problems, because where it came from where it's born, the karma and delusions, the impure mind, in the root, that ignorance, which I've just mentioned before, maybe I use this example about the Pipita Lama mentioned. If I can remember, I'm not sure. Timu Mumbatu Rabuki. So there's another way to meditate on emptiness. Another way to recognize objective repeated, you know, gacha. Another way to recognize objective repeated and to recognize, you know, the root of our suffering, the ignorance, with example. So this is also another way to meditate. It's short, but it's very powerful to, you know, for verses, but it's very powerful to meditate. It's very useful. Just to meditate on this. There's a lot to meditate within that. So example of the night time, example night time is sunset, you see, I see darkness, so the not clear. So the reprieve, defected vision, you see. Reprieve, not clear. So like that, you see. Mind, you see, ignorance, dark ignorance, you see. nursing the truth, ultimate nature of the phenomena. I guess so, you see. and not knowing what is the right so what is the right thing to practice, you know, which brings happiness to yourself, to others, to be abandoned, that which harms to oneself, to harms others, which be abandoned, you see. What is the right and wrong? What is the good and bad? Unable to understand, ignorance, you see. So that, then you say, so the example, you see, so there's in that dusk time, you see, then there's a robe curled, you see, different color, like snake bodies, like a different color, and rolled, you see. So that, you see, that's what you see. So then, like that, seeing the aggregates of the body mind, you see. So they have this appearance. But listen, tata jiva nang chola, ngao nyebe, I remember the last word. So, but the meaning is that so then you see, because what appears, you see the robe, that dusk time there's a robe curled, color, and curled. Then you see your mind, because that's your mind is labeled poison snake, you see, poisonous snake. Oh, this is poison snake. So. then you see, if your mind is labeled this part, then you strongly believe 100% that's true. You see, so as I mentioned in the past, even that, you see, like that. So first your mind labeled this poisonous snake, see, copra or whatever it is. Then, of course, you see, right after your mind imputed, you see, also you believe, there's a belief with that, you see, because of that, then there's appearance of snake. up to your mere imputation, there's appearance of snake. So the then appearance snake, then you that is a poison snake, you see, then the appearance as a result, as you believe, labeled with belief, your mind, you see, believe that very strongly, see, 100% is so then you see fear comes. So now here, the meaning is the examples, the aggregates of the mind. You see, mind will see the base, I guess, the body mind. You see, impute I. Then strong belief this is real I, you see. So now again, that's a short way of explaining, but clarify that, you see. So the mind will see the aggregates, you see, the system body mind. So that mind, then merely input, I. Mere imputation, merely input I. So then, with the belief, so then, as a result, then there's appearance of I, you see, after that. I appears to you. So then you say, so that time, now here, I think I mentioned also in the past this point. So the eye is merely impeded by the mind, but when it appears, after the mere impetition, when it appears to you, reality is merely impeded by mind. So it should appear back to you, see, merely impeded by mind. That's what it should be. But that doesn't happen. That's not happening. So you see, so that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Okay? Until, see, the correct appearance, you see, I appearing merely impeded by mind. That's according to reality, how it is, how it exists. But it doesn't appear back to us that way. So, for us, being, until we achieve the exalted path, palam, in the exalted path, you know, having wisdom, directly seeing emptiness. So, the tonglam, gonglam, rising path, the path of meditation. So, that time, when this mind is a wisdom, is a directly seeing emptiness in the ego post meditation, like having put water into the water, non-dwelling, then that time, you don't have this, dualist view of the things appearing truly, things appearing, you know, things appearing from its own side, things as a looking eye appearing to you, something real in the sense existing from its own side. Doesn't that happen at that time? Hallucinations, yeah. But then in the post meditation, when you rise from that in the post meditation, then you see again the hallucinations you have are appearing, you know, are appearing not merely by the mind, existing from the side. So everything, all phenomena, except in the equal when you achieve Arya exalted path, except when you do meditation, equal force meditation with wisdom directly present emptiness. otherwise, you know, the interview achieving enlightenment, you have hallucination. So, even bodhicitta has a hallucination. See, yes, things appearing, things are appearing, you know, are appearing, existing from its side, sentient beings appearing, existing from its side, suffering existing from its own side. So, has hallucination. So until we achieve enlightenment, so when we achieve enlightenment, doesn't have the hallucination. So things appear merely impeded by mind. All things appear according to reality all the time. So why? Why only Buddha like this all the time is because this negative, subtle negative imprint left by the past delusion, the concept of true existence, truly existent, this has a concept of true existence. See? So imprint, negative imprint, subtle negative imprint left by that on the melanocortium. So this gives projection. See, the true existence, the true existence. See, So for example, you see, like this. I think I just relate I. Okay, just use the I. Just for that example. So, the mind which see the base, the aggregates, association body mind, the collection of five. You see, mind which see this, then make up the label I. Okay. Merely input to the eye, okay? Merely input to the eye. With the mind. Make up the label eye. Merely input to the eye, okay? so that's, the next second, then you see, the eye appears back. First second, you see, mind seeing the base imputed millimeter eye. Then next second eye was imputed by mind appeared back. Okay? So now here you see something. You see real eye. You know this just a second before it's immediately imputed by your mind. You see. But the next second, real eye. Not real eye in a sense, not merely imputed by mind, not labeled by mind. Grows away, not labeled by mind. Okay. So now what makes the eye real? What is it that makes the eye so real, So it's the right after the mere input, right after the mere imputation of the eye, right after the mere imputation of the eye, then you see this negative imprint left on the melanocortin by the past, the ignorance, project the negative imprint left on the melanocortin by the past, the ignorance, by past, the concept of true existence, not just any ignorance, concept of true existence. So, project on the mere eye, you see. I was merely imputed by mind. Project, decorate, like decorating carpet on the floor or carpet on the table or things that you see. Decorate in the Bodhi Mandala, Hiruga Bodhi Mandala or Sadhana, three purification, they use the word decorate. That has great meaning. So decorate, the ignorance. Yeah, decorate. I say true existence. Decorate. Project true existence, okay? Existing from the sight. Not mere level by mind. Existing from the sight. Project. So make the eye real. You see, appear real to you. You see? Next second, we let our mind. We let our mind to hold on to that. It's true. This is 100% true. That time, we create root of samsara. So that is root of samsara. That concept which is a wrong concept, because not true. What you believe, there is such thing there. There is such idea at all. Even slightest of an atom of it doesn't exist. Not there at all. Even Buddha said omniscient cannot see. The wisdom cannot see. They see the object of this eye, real eye that you believe, that we believe 24 hours. Since from birth, not only from this morning, since from birth, not only that, from beginning of this rebirth. Buddha's omniscient mind. The ayah, beings, you see, wisdom, you see, they see this total non-existent. We believe it's 100% true, but they see, they, these are, so So their wisdom, you see. Their wisdom, see. this total non-understanding. So what we believe 100% true, this is total, we have total hallucination, you see. Something totally false eye, we believe is true. So this yes. So now, this is the root. So see, when the eye appear to you, is the real one, in the sense, existing from its own side, not merely labeled by the mind. So if it appeared merely labeled by mind, that's the reality. How the I exist, what the I is. So total false, you see. So believe, then when we have one letter, one's mind, to hold on to it, believe 100%, it's true. No doubt, no question at all. As I mentioned, I think during the long life, the White House long life meditation, I mentioned that, you see, so we live our life completely for this I, which is not there. Completely, we work for this I, you know, completely, 24 hours, people are busy, basically for this I, which is not there. We look for not there. So the true meditation by collecting extensive merits, purification, stronger devotion, through that even yourself can discover it's not there, and you even yourself discover. You know, what you've been believing so far, from beginning to rebirth, not only from this morning, not only from birth, from beginning to rebirth, it's totally non-existent. You know. there's no such I, totally non-existent. So long that you've been believing true. So suddenly, you discover it's not there. You know, you realize just there. You realize it's totally non-existent. It's there. See, so then that's why the for many, you see, who is a lower intelligent, then gets unbelievable fear. Not just fear when you see a tiger or something, it's fear, but deeper than that, you see. Something very bottom of the heart, fear. You know, this different fear than normal fear. Because this is something that you believe for so long, you know, time the present. So suddenly you discover that day when all the conditions came together, like a project, like a big project with $1 million, $1 billion, you see. So all the merits you have there collected. And then great purification done, and they receive so much blessing in your heart. Guru's blessing in your heart through your you see the good version seen by looking at the Buddha from Guru's side, whether the Buddha not, but from your side looking at it, Buddha, and with much effort, and then as a result then seeing Buddha. so much devotion, all these conditions come together, then it's just a minute, you see. Then also you have imprints left from past, this life, past lives, you see. By reading, by listening, teaching from emptiness, if you don't understand, but listen, you see, or read, or study, or meditate. So much imprint left on the melanchthon. So do that, so the seed planted, you see. So much seed planted. So it's the conditions together. Then it's a minute. It's just a minute when everything together, all conditions, you see, cause conditions. then just a minute to realize emptiness. so there's great Lama to Ganjur, as I to Kyuben Rinpoche, Haramba from Devon Rosaling. So after finished the Geshe in Tibet, you know, with the Sevung Doji Chang, so they did Geshe together. And then after Geshe, they left the mountains, the very high mountain near Lhasa. Usually it's only clouded on the top. The top of the mountain is usually foggy. So anyway, this very high mountain, Trumbo something. Anyway. So he carried this robe and monk's robe and Lama Chimo, just one few, the only few things the monk needs, you know. Then went to the mountains to meditate. So looking for cave, then there's stone coming down from the mountain, see. Stone being thrown in front of him. So he followed the stone. So then after some time, there was a cave. So in this cave, there was a skeleton. There was a skeleton sitting like this. So he sat down outside. Then he offered mandala. Then after he finished offering mandala, the skeleton sitting collapsed. So then he decided this is the cave to meditate, you see. So then later, then his disciples, Geshe, came to meditate, you know, but a long distance, scattered, you know, as he meditated with that, and he died. So anyway, then he started Dalhousie, the retreat place, and he selected certain Geshe's, you know, this was in Kalamas, or certain Geshe's, certain he select what this person can practice or not. Somebody who can practice, who can renounce, they accept. Otherwise, he doesn't accept. So, so he guides all these meditators. So they had a great success in them. Success in the attaining path. So that so this devotee he achieved he accomplished the common path, the ground, you see, root version realization, then right renunciation, bodhicitta, right view. Then uncommon path, tantra, you see, the five stages. The achieve illusory body, clear light, these things. Very tangible realizations. So he commented, in his teachings, he made comment that somebody who has collected a lot of merits, who left a lot of imprints on the mind, to realize the emptiness, you know, from the past. So as I mentioned before, studying or listening teachings on emptiness, if you don't understand, just listen, you know, meditate, however you say. So leave so much imprint on the mind. And who has a lot of merit, good karma, see, a lot of merit, then realize the emptiness is not difficult for that person, not difficult. So who has small merit, people who have small merit is the one, you see, less imprinted, small merit is the one that's difficult to realize emptiness. So he made comments with his own, you see, experience. So that. So anyway, so what was I saying before? Yeah. So here I would like to mention this again. So last time I mentioned. So you can see now this we make up this so this is a projection from the ignorance, you see, made are real, you know, not merely labeled by mind exists from inside, something true, you see. So then everything all the worry, believing because that's the eye, all the worry, fear, something's going to happen to this, the eye's going to sick, or this eye's going to die, this, you know, all this, you know, this eye should have children, this eye should have, you know, the marriage with this eye, or should have these, so many things, see, but it's not there. so even you can realize by yourself after some time in meditation. So that, so anyway, there's no such death, you know, for this eye. But this eye doesn't exist. This eye is totally non-existent. How's it possible death for this eye, you know? there's no death, there's no birth, there's no old age, no sickness, this eye, you see. So all that's totally hallucination, you see. So there's a Buddha's teaching called Dakayeshi. Four things to remember at the time of death. It's the advice to give the Bodhisattvas. One of them is to look at death as empty. You know, the ultimate is empty. There's no such thing independent death. Look at it empty. So that's one of Buddha's instructions. One's compassion for sentient beings. And so there's four things that Buddha mentioned. Dakaya is called Dakayeshi. So trans wisdom at the time of death. So, however, so now when we look at you see, after discovering this, you know, after having some idea of this, you see, I which exists, you see. Well, so far what I've been believing is that's not I which exists. And that's the false I, you see. For example, I want to mention this. When you get angry because you believe this person doesn't like me as that real I. You see, but if you think, oh, this person doesn't like me, the middle-level one. You see, if you think that this person is angry to me, who is the middle-level one, so you don't get angry. You see, if you think, you know, this person is angry to me, who is the middle-level one, who is the middle-level one, okay? So when you think like that, impossible to rise anger. Impossible. So you see, when you think of the I which really exists in reality, you see, he's angry. He doesn't like me. You see, me who is mere level, not a, who is a, merely labeled by mind. So you think that time, you see, impossible. You see, there's no reason to get angry. Impossible to get angry, you see. The anger is only, you see, he doesn't like me, or he's angry to me. Me, in the sense, believing this hallucination, you see, I, which is merely impeded and appeared as existing from a sight. And you see, believing this is true. So that when you follow this concept, then you get angry. You see? Then you get angry. Similar, get an attachment. You see? So all that other negative emotion arises if you follow this concept. If you have this concept, this believing the hallucination, you see, this I appearing. The existing form of society appearing. This is real. So you see, having that concept. So if you have that concept, do that, then all other negative emotions arise. So that. So therefore, you see. So similar, when you think may level I, so the attachment doesn't last that time. So jealousy, when you think sin or jealous mind, anything doesn't last, pride, anything, when you think that. So so here so here also I want to conclude this so so in the if you watch in the road all the people in the road you see when you look at other sentient beings, so before mentioned that, first read to oneself that. So as I mentioned before, the that concept is the root of samsara. You know, holding on this this hand of truth, this you see. So then, then this is a root. Then you see the attachment, anger, those you know, tapers mind comes then motivate karma. So the how motivate karma. Then you see. the karma compound action leaves imprint on the leaves imprint say, on the metal continuum. which throws future birth. So which resolves future birth, you see. So relating to this life, life before this, the two delusions and one action, you see, craving, grasping, the two delusions arising, the two, say, craving, you see, the human birth, you see, then the say, grasping, you see, which is much stronger. Labeled who one becomes very stronger. So procrastinated the seed which was planted on the conscious mental continuum by the kind of formation. See, so so they when it so when they become ready to produce future rebirth, then you see it's called becoming. So it's like the seed that was ready to produce stem, you know that. So then you see, so then the seven results say happened in this life. So they say the consciousness conceived on the fertilized egg, the conception, you see. Then they name the form and six sources or six bases, the contact feeling, but the then there's the old age and death. So that counted to one, not separate, old age and death, you see. So old age, so now for us old age being old age started, you see, the in reality is from even from the womb, you see. Started already, even from there, in reality. So, common definition is that when you have wrinkles, white hairs, all that, change the body, you see if you're old. But the old age already started from the womb. Anyway, so we're in the process of experiencing old age, and then now what's like death from the seven result, you see, suffering result. So, so before that, you see, three delusions, two actions. So ignorance and craving, grasping before happened. Two actions. The out of ignorance coming from action, so that one action. The other action is there after craving, grasping, they become the seed left by the karma formation, you see, made ready to produce its, the future, say, future rebirth, okay? So this rebirth. So that, so then here, experience human, this human, all the human sufferings, suffering of rebirth, suffering all the sicknesses and all the things, what I mentioned before, and then, meeting the undesirable object, then even once found the desirable object, could never get satisfaction of so much suffering, then the suffering of death, all that. So Nagarjuna explained, from the three two rajas, from two the seven result rajas, then again you start same thing, the circle, you see. You used example, you see, when you lit incense, then you circle this, you see. So you use example of that. However, three delusions to action, then seven suffering result. So during, while we experience the seven, you see, the suffering result, then again, even one day, you see, as I mentioned before. So if we are not maintaining lam, if your mind is not in the lamrim, for example, the right view, the three principal aspects, part of the renunciation, but this is the right way. So if our mind is not in the right, not in the perhaps in the right view, you see, either looking at everything, merely impeded mind, but merely impeded by the mind, dependent arising, you see, perhaps the mindfulness in that. So every time do you yourself to an action object. So every time, all the time there is this. So, dependent arise, not practice mindfulness, that, or, you see, everything that which appears existing from the outside. So see, hallucination. So, practice mindfulness, looking at the hallucination, you see, that looking at hallucination, that is hallucination. See, interacting is two way in Bhattava. So looking at that which is hallucination, see, looking at it, hallucination. Instead of looking true, so if you look at true, all these false, everything made real by the ignorance. You know, ignorance left a negative imprint in mind as a left negative imprint in the mind, then the negative imprint project all the time. Whenever our mind is merely imprinted things, next second, you see, this negative imprint left the mental condition by the ignorance, by the past ignorance, project the false view, the true existence. Yeah. So, made everything real, form, sound, smell, taste, change, everything. Hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, true suffering, true part of suffering, cessation, everything is real. Everything is merely limited by mind, made everything real. Not merely limited by mind, you see. So looking at it in our daily life, looking at all these things, looking at all these things. It's a hallucination. Acid is hallucination. So other one is practice mindfulness, independent life. Now here, practice mindfulness. this. So yes, the especially when we have problems in the life, relationship problems or business problems or whatever, people criticizing, saying bad things to you, or however, whatever, you know, especially when there are problems. So the Bodhisattva Tongme Sangpo said, Minam Naso, as I said, Dungan Naso, Dungan Naso, Minam Pushita, Dungan Naso, Minam Pushita, Chunang Temperation of Attention, teacher between Kenta and Tabis, Chuba Tawa, Yasela Lingin. So that is when we have problems, so best psychology, one of the best psychology is you see yourself being a psychologist, or yourself being a doctor, yourself being a guru, you see. So this to remember this Bodhisattva Tongme Sangpo's teaching, his instructions, you see, to apply. So then, like atomic bomb, you totally vanquish there, you say, immediately emotional mind there. The believing that you have so serious problem, see, that your mind make up like mountains of problems, you see. So when you think of this instruction, see, looking at the very nature of the phenomena, you see, the emptiness. So it's like a atomic bomb on the negative emotional thoughts. It's a concept, you see. They want this concept, you see. So, immediately cut that entire worry, fear, you see, driving crazy, driving like crazy, you see, cut. Suddenly there's no problem, see, in the life, you see. The various, what it says, the various sufferings, the one that's a million pushes, so various sufferings, you know, all these problems. You have cancer, AIDS, whatever, you see, all in problem. So like, look at like dream, like you know, Milan Pushit as an example. There's a long story, long dream, you see, you're born and then you see you grew up and then you marriage and have many children and then there's a whole other husband, fire, children's drawn, however, there's a long dream. And then all this unbelievable problem happened. Then you become old and the hairs become white and everything. The whole life is a dream. Whole life. But I think there's maybe a few minutes. But the whole life, unbelievable suffering, you know. Even your hair being turned white and all this. So the person who had that dream, you see. So before that, there was in the house, there was a person, you see, who was washing the pots. So the person had dreamed all this, like many years of life. So much problem went through, you see. So when you woke up, the hair became white, all this. And when you woke up, the person who was washing the pots is still washing the pots, you know. So that was used as an example. That was used as an example, see. Then children died and all this. So, there's a long story where this Pushita, that came from a long story, see, from this, where the long, very long dream.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have, look at it, the essence is you look at it like you're having dreams, you see. The problem is, you know, so reality like that. So all this, you need, all this projected by your, merely imputed by your mind, and this problem that all this then, you see, the ignorance projected the, as a, the, by living negative imprint of the mind, projected matter, everything is real, you see. But it's not there, it's not true. So it's a reality like dream. Then, so then by believing, you see, all this real, you know, by being all this real, then that was tortures you, you know, suffer so much. So who makes you suffer is by this concept, you see, this ignorance holding everything is real, believing everything is real. So that tortures you. Therefore, now the solution comes. Therefore, when you encounter the conditions, unfavorable conditions, you see, against your wishes, you know. Yes, so, is a Buddhist practice, looking at the hallucination. So, there is a hallucination, looking at the hallucination. So, so that's the one, you see, mindfulness meditation, not the one in everyday life. So other one is looking at the empty aspect, empty. So however, so what we experience in the seven result, you see, then even one day, even 1 hour, so we create so much root of samsara, you see. Root of samsara, the wrong concept, you see, ignorance. you see, then motivate karma, with the delusion, motivate karma, leave the seed on the milk on them, which produces future birth. So, within 1 day, or even 1 hour, so many. Future rebirth, so many cause of future samsara created within 1 hour, so many. So that, you see, so, so all the time we create the bondage, you know, we create the bondage all the time, binding oneself to samsara, you see, within 1 hour, so many. So therefore, like this, if we like this, so therefore, if you don't actualize the path, lamrim, then you see the realize. If you don't realize emptiness and develop that wisdom, and you see the great insight, the unified samatha realization, which is the basis of. The exalted path of wisdom directly perceives emptiness, which ceases the disturbing thought. You know, the disturbing thought obscuration, yin deep, disturbing thought obscuration, which ceases this. So, you see, then the by exercising the rational path of meditation, so ceases this disturbing thought obscuration. including the seed of delusion, you see, there which nature imprint, which is on the metal of Numi, sees that completely. then able to achieve liberation, see, impossible to experience suffering again, because there's no cause exists. You see, no delusion, no karma, even the seed of delusion is completely eliminated. So therefore, see, so that's how one is everlasting happiness, you see. So, so now we see, look at the other sentient beings in the those who are in the road, see, we watch. So, you see, everyone believe that there is a real I there. Everyone believe that there is a real I inside, you see. I which appeared, to you, not merely left of my mind, something real, you see, believing it's true. That's the real idea, you see. So everyone, you see, working for that, running for that, working for that, for this happiness, for that I, which is not there. So everybody in the shop, so selling or buying, selling, or people, really look at them, working for this I, which is not there. Oh, so same in the restaurant, or you see airport or whatever. So you get watch other sentient beings. We watch other sentient beings. So you see, total 100% believe that there's such an idea in the body, inside the body. No, that's gross way of speaking. But you see, on the aggregate, there's a, you see, a real I, in a sense, existing from inside. Okay. So, and you see, worry, fear, killing other people, you know, animals, killing others, you know, stealing other things, cheating others, then also, so there's such misconduct, you know, however, all that the so many the non-virtuous actions, you see, so done to achieve happiness for this I, which is not there. So see, so all the worry, fear, you know, the court cases, you know, for this I, which is not there. Oh, see, so other people put in the prison, how all these things, you know, spending so much money, big, great, huge debts, and however, all that done for that I. So when somebody worry, fear, say, all life. Which is not there. all the anger, attachment, all the jealousy, all these things. You see, believing that there's an I there. See, such an I there, see. all the negative emotions arise, you know, to help with that I, see, which is not there. So see, so all this need karma. All this need karma with the body's fantasy, with done with the attachment, the clinging to this life, all this need karma, and done with the anger, done with this, all that. So, which causes rebirth in the Lord, I have all this done for that I, which is not there. So, here, so create cause of samsara all the time to reincarnate again. And, you see, to experience all the sufferings, you see, to realm and die again, you see, that. So, you see, so now here, understanding emptiness, you see, helps strongly to rise compassion to others. You see, more you understand emptiness, you see, you see how others so much suffering. You see deeper, you know, more you understand this, you see how the sentiment is suffering. You see deeper, not just one, some sickness or how say poor or not just that. all the sentiment, desire, formless, you know. See, you see how they're suffering. So you see how they're suffering. So you know, very deep. You see, so. So no choice. When you think about how they are sentiments, they are ignorant and total hallucination. You know, they all this believing real. You know? And all these negative emotions arise and they torture them, you know, or constantly torture them. And then they resolve negative karma. totally being under the control of karma and delusion. Then conscious reincarnation experience suffering in samsara, you see. So no choice to compassion, you see. When you think of that, compassion has to rise to others, you see.